Really going to get our feet wet today. Have a little patience. We'll try to learn it methodically. It's important to understand the daf and branch out from there. So that's our approach. We're going to hear concepts that we're not going to fully understand today. Hopefully over the next couple of days, they'll become more clear, but we still need to get the outline of the sugya, even if we don't fully understand the root of the concepts and all the layers and all the different shittas, but just to have some basic perspective, and from there we'll go further. Okay, so we're holding here the Gemara and Daf on the base. We talked about Rav and Rava and Nafkiminus between them as far as the din of the Mishnah, the Takana, the Fanai. And we have the din of one aid, the Shriach, maybe get the Shriach HaOlacha, saying according to Rabbah, the reason is Lishma, and he has to say it, and he's Nemar. He's required to say it, and we trust him. At this point, the assumption is that we have Chashashis, that the get is written Shul Lishma, and we trust the Shriach to tell us that it's Lishma. According to Rashi, you have to follow up with another question. According to Tosfos, it's Stama Lishma. That's all going to come up tonight in the Chazara. That's in the earlier Tosfos. And comes the Gemara and asks the Kasha. The Gemara, Uga Rabba. Now this same similar Shakvatar is going to come up according to Rava and the Amud later, but for now we're holding with Rabba. Uga Rabba the Amar, Lefish Ein Bikin Lishma, Liboy Trey. According to Shitas Rabba, the reason of the Mishnah is because we don't know if it was written Lishma, B'nei Medina Sayyam and not Bikin, we should require two Eidim. Why two Eidim? Mide Dahavi, I'll read the Gersa Shalafaneinu. This is also Tolu in Shina Gersos, but for us, Mide Dahavi, Ako Eduyos Shabbatot. That's what we find, similar to what we find regarding all Eduyos, all testimonies in the Torah, that the Torah says, Abdishnaim Edim Yokum Davar. We should require two Edim. So why here are you allowing one Ed to tell us this information? You should require two Eidim, like generally the rule is you need two Eidim. So why can you have one Eid verify the fact that the get is kasher, it's lishma? Answers the Gemara, because Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. Because it's true that generally by Mammon you need two Eidim, but there's another klal, and that is regarding Isurim, that Eid Echad is Neman. We have to know where this comes from. We'll see Rashi, Tosfos, and all. But this is a klal. Eid echad neman b'isurin. The Gemara is now assuming that the question of the get, whether it's written lishma or not, goes under the category of isurin. So isurim do not require the parshas edus of the Torah of Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. That's mamonis, knossos, and so on. Fashos, certainly. But isurim is another category, and eid echad is believed b'isurin. The Torah doesn't require Shnei Eidim by Isurim. Our discussion about the get being kosher is considered Isurim. So therefore, no problem. We allow the Shliach to tell us that the get is kosher. Asks the Gemara, the Gemara pushes back. Fact the Gemara. Eimor d'amrinan, Eid Echad, Neman b'Isurim. When does this rule apply? Kigon, for example, Chaticha, Safik shel chelev, safik shel shuman. Dilo is chazik isura. You have a situation of a piece of meat that might be chelev, which is usur, of course, with an isur and onish karis, but it might be the type of fat that's not considered chelev. Only certain types of what's the animal's fat is considered the chelev that's usur midoraisa with isur karis. Shuman is what's not that way, it's kosher. So you don't know if this meat is kosher or treif. And the aid is going to tell us that it happens to be shuman, kosher. So in that case, it's lo is chazik isura, a new term. It's not considered an isur, that there's an established isur in front of us, that we know there's a status of isur. That's where we can apply the rule of eid echad neman b'isurin. Aval hacha, but over here, in the situation of the get, that we don't know if it was lishma, de is chazik isura de eshes ish, that we have a presumed status of this woman. She was already been married. We don't know if she's going to be divorced through this get. And therefore, the Gemara is already suggesting that the rule of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin should not apply in a situation. We don't know yet much about Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. We don't know how we know it. But this much we see in the Gemara, there's such a rule, Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin. But now the Gemara is putting a caveat, a limitation. How does the Gemara know that there's no klal of Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin by Yischazik Yisura? That also we don't know. But by default, what would that mean? Pashtus, the Gemara doesn't need a makar. The Gemara just needs to say that whatever the makar is, whatever that makar is, we're still in the dark here, but it's not said by Yischazik Yisura. In other words, it's only said in a case of lo Yischazik. So therefore, if it's not said, we fall back on the general principle of ko edius shebat Torah. Does ko edius shebat Torah require two? Is Eichad Nemen B'Yisurin? And when do we say Eichad Nemen B'Yisurin? Only if it's lo Yischazik Yisura. If we don't have in front of us any knowledge already, prior knowledge, that there's an Isser here. So we have a piece, might be Shuman, might be Chalef, comes to aid and says that it happens to be Shuman, the Seder. That's fine. But here we have what's called Yischazik Yisur. We have an inyan of an Isser of Eishes Ish, but we know she's an Eishes Ish. We don't know if the get is kosher that will allow her to become no longer an Eishes Ish. That's called Yischazik Yisur. So we don't have the rule of Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin. But then the Gemara continues, and here it gets a little sticky. So the Gemara could have stopped right here. According to some Gersos, as we see in the Ramban, the Gemara did stop right here. But our Gersa continues along. Avol hacha d'yischazik yisura, the eshes ish. Now again, do we have a vav in front of the next word or not? Let's read it. Havi davar shebe'erva, or ve'havi davar shebe'erva, as the case may be. We'll have to see that as well. So the Gemara continues. After pointing out the distinction that our case is not going to fall under the normal rule of Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin, the Gemara says, because it's Yischazik Yisura, Gemara goes on to say, it's a Dava Shebe'erva, another term, another concept, Dava Shebe'erva. The Ein Dava Shebe'erva, Pachas Mishnai. The rule is that what is considered to be within the category Dava Shebe'erva, seeming to having to do, of course, with the status of a woman, in terms of Ishus, that's Dava Shebe'erva. There's a rule that Dava Shebe'erva needs to have two Eidim. Just like we know Mamanis, it says, Pishnaim Eidim Yakum Davar. So this is the very end of the Masechta. The Gemara mentions in Machlokes Basama Bisilo as far as how to dash in a psukim and when a person gives a get to his wife. The Pasuk says, Ki Matzava, last week's parasha, Ki Matzava Ervas Davar. And there's different drushes. Does it mean only Ervas Davar? Can it mean any type of a situation that he gets upset about? Davar. The Gemara says, but you have the word Ervas, or the word Davar. And the Gemara brings in that Chakra Vitaria that Davar is needed for Xavier Shava. What's Xavier Shava? It says over here, Ervas Davar, Kimat Vest. It says by the Parsha of Eidus of Mammon, Apishnai Neidim, Yakum, Davar. So we learn out, that's Xavier Shava, Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachis Mishnai. That's what this rule is about. So the Gemara is introducing a new point here that you can't allow this aid to tell us that the get is Lishma because the Dava Shebe'erva requiring Shnayim. So therefore, at this point, we're still holding by a question. We started with a question that you should need Shnayim because Midah Dehavi Ako Eidus Shebatorah. The Gemara wants to resolve it by saying Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin. Here it's okay because it goes under the rule of Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin, whatever the source of that is. The Gemara then pushes back, seemingly with saying two different points. Number one, when do we say Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin? By lo Yischazik Yisur. But here it's Yischazik Yisur de Eishes Ish. And then the Gemara throws in Dava Shebe'erva needs Shnayim. So the first question as we start reading the Gemara before we know anything about anything is Pashut, how to read the words of this sentence. Is this a second Kasha? Who needs a second Kasha? Or is it one? How do the two things relate to each other? It sounds a bit artificial. The Gemara starts by making the point of Yischazik Yisur. Now, it seems from the Gemara that Yischazik Yisura, when it comes to Shari Yisura, not Dava Shebe'erva, what is something from the Gemara? Is he believed or not believed? Do we say Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin or not? It would seem from the Gemara, we would not say Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurin. No, it's only Chaticha Savik Shochev Savik Shoshuman. So take the case of Yisurin and plug in Yischazik Yisura to that case. If we knew for sure that it would be something that was Yischazik as Chelev, so it would sound like the aid would not be Nemen. So what does Gemara need now? What does Gemara need now to say on top of that? Havi Dava Shebe'erva. So what is that coming to do? How do you connect that with what came before? And again, is the word Havidava Sheva, Vehavidava Sheva Erva, what are the connection between, the point is we're holding now back to the Kasha, but what is it that's bringing us back to the Kasha? Is it 1 point, is it 2 points? So the Ramban both address this question. Let's see from the Ramban. The Ramban learns as follows. I mean, he makes the following assumption in order to bring the kasha out. And let's bring the question to the fore. What's the halacha by Darash of Erva if it's lowest chazik yisur? This is going to be a very important nekuda, major issue. What's the halacha of not believing one aid by Darash of Erva? Because ain't Darash of Bishnaim, Dava Dava Mamun. If it wasn't this chazik yisur, we'll see soon a dogma, exact case, okay? I'll soon bring you a case that's discussed in many of the achronim based on the Chubas. My mind is exactly what case it would be, so we'll fill in the blanks. But just now, in the abstract, Dover Sheva Erva, lowest chazik yisura, is one aid believed. So the Ramban has a raya. We haven't seen that Gemara yet. We don't know yet what the raya is, but the Ramban takes for granted the Dovash of the Erva Mitchnayim, even by Lois Chazik Yisur. And therefore he comes and looks at this Gemara, he says, I don't understand what's going on. The Gemara starts by saying that you can't believe this aid, this Shriach, to say that the Ged is Lishma, because even though it's Elchan and Bisurin generally, but here it's his Chazik Yisura Veshis Ish. So what more needs to be said? It's his Chazik Yisura. So what do you have to add? Dava Shev Erva is not new to Chazik Yisur. It's another crop. Ask the Ramban, Kashali. Hakevan dis Chazik Yisur, afilu b'shar Yisur nami. And he brings the Gemara in Yevamos, k'damin b'perko isha rabba, b'hegdish v'kol namos, dis Chazik Yisur, d'lo mehemen. The Gemara talks about, and that Gemara maybe we'll soon see it, that Hegdish Konamos, if an aid is going to come and be made in the situation of, I suppose, that Tevel, more towards the Hegdish Konamos, to say that something is not Aser, but if it's Chazik Yisura, so then Mitzad Eidacha Nem Yisura, under normal, with normal principles, he shouldn't be believed. There's another halacha that Gemara brings in, the other, we'll soon talk about it. So it's clear that you're not believed by Chazik Yisura to be an Eidacha Nem Yisura. The davar of the erva filo is chazik yisur nami ein pachus mi beis, but filo isur nami ein pachus mishnai. And he brings a gemara. Can him perik ish makadish? You have to know what gemara is referring to. So what's this? What are these two things here? The is noschi de lo gashi achi. Ella, the girsa they had was aval hacha this chazik yisur the eshes ish lo. Period. So then we'd have a lot less to say, a lot less to talk about. The Gemara would go very well. We hear the Kasha, we move on. Robekin Hain, right again, right? Gemara is finished. No Davar Sheva Erva was not even on the radar screen, not mentioned. The Kasha is, we just have to deal with Eidach and Nebisurin, and we talk about Eschazik being no longer part of Eidach and Nebisurin. It's Eschazik Yisur Deshes Ish, and then we have to come to the terrace. That Girsa would be very nice, but that wasn't all the Girsos. Some Girsos had, after that, the words of Davar Sheva Erva. The Igar Sinan, right? So if we are goers, what continues afterwards? Avahach Tzchazik Yisur De'eshes Ish, we continue on. Hach Igar Sinan. Not what we have in our text, but probably what their Magia here, no, maybe they put it on the side, the Ramban's Girsa. Not Havi Davar Sheva Erva, but rather, V'Havi Davar Sheva Erva. Igar Sinan, Hach Igar Sinan. V'Havi Davar Sheva Erva. And he says, "Achinam perka isha rabba." If you look in Yevamos, we're in a similar shaki v'tarya. You'll see it with the vav. He says, and then what's the pshat in the Gemara? Upirish the chada v'od kamrinan. What does chada v'od mean?
Two reasons.
Two kashas. It's one, two punch. Two kashas. Two independent kashas. In other words, no one reason why you can't trust the aid to say it's gishma is because even if it wasn't a mishnah b'erev, just the fact that eidach nebisurin cannot hold in the case of ischazik isurin. So you want to treat this as isurin, but by ischazik isurin you can't believe the eidach. So that's one reason. And second point, and separate from that, even if the ischazik isura, it would not be ischazik isurin, but davish b'erev is a problem in and of itself, even if it's low ischazik isurin. So leave out kasha number one, forget about ischazik isura, but davish b'erev is its own barrier. The Rabban doesn't like it, but that's what he says. We'll only hear it. So this is one reading of the Gemara. It's Chad of Aod, and the Gersa is the Havidah Shabbat, and it's two separate kashas. And the underlying assumption, of course, then is that there's one problem that would be existing if it's, even if it wasn't Davish Shabbat, if it's Isurim, but it's Chazik Isura, then Eidach is not Nema. And there's a separate, independent problem, even if it wouldn't be Chazik Isura. But an Eidach is not Neman, even if it's not Eschazik, by Davish HaBe'erev. Again, we'll find the case in a few minutes. This is the Ramban's view. Now, clearly there's another Mahalach here. Rabbi Akiva Eiger proves it from the little Tosis toward the bottom. If you look at the Tosis, Dibur HaMaschil, Havi Davish HaBe'erev. So the first thing you notice right away is the Dibur HaMaschil. What's the Dibur HaMaschil? Havi Davish HaBe'erva. And Tosis implicitly is asking a similar kasha to what we asked. What are we bringing this in for? And how does Tosis answer this kasha? Not the way the Ramban does. Havi Davish HaBe'erva. Hai Denokat Davish HaBe'erva. Why do we mention this? Omeri Mishum. And again, he sends us to the Sugya in Yevamos that Ramban referenced as well, that you probably saw. Mishum Deba'isha Rabba. Yevamos Peches, Bishar Isure, Kigon Tevel Vehegdish Vekonamos, those couple of examples of the Eidachot speaking about something that the Tevel was no longer Tevel, took off Maisris, Hegdish, Konamos, that it's no longer Hegdish, or it's not Hegdish, Konamos is an Isser Neder that's akin to Hegdish. Misaf Galon, if you look carefully at the Shaka Vitari there, we have a Shaila, the Gemara is Misupik. Stop. So Tosis is learning Pshat in the Gemara. The reason why the Gemara brings in Davish HaBe'erva is because it's possible that if it wasn't Davish HaBe'erva, there would be a Nemanus of Eidecha B'Yisurin, even in a situation of what? Of Ischazik Yisurin. And that's what Tosis brings from Yevamos. And again, we have to look a little bit in the Gemara to see what Tosis is referring to, but the Gemara mentions the issue of Ischazik Yisura, but the Gemara thinks that maybe it should still be Neman, because as we know, by Tevel, the Hegdish Vekonamos, and the Gemara comes back and says, no, that's a different issue, that could be because of the Yadol, that's the Gemara there. But we see in the Gemara had initially, when the Gemara mentions at first that Ischazik Yisura is not, he's not Neman, the Gemara says it's not so. Midami. The Gemara goes on and asks, "Midahavia Tevel Hegdish Vekonamos?" And the Gemara comes back and says, "No, but maybe there it's because of another reason." But the Gemara had in part of the Shaka Vitaria an understanding of the reason why Yoneman, even where it is Ischazik Yisura Tevel. What is Tevel? It's Ischazik Yisura. That's Tevel, and he's saying it's not Tevel. Hegdish the same, Konamos the same, and the question is why would he be believed in that case? So the Gemara ends up possibly saying because of a special din of the other and so on. But the Gemara also thought along the way that that's because even Ischazik Yisura, the Eidachan is Nema. So because the Gemara entertains a possibility that an Eidachan is Neman, the Yisurin, even by Ischazik Yisura, the Gemara can't just stop where it does. The Gemara has to say, yeah, but what do I have here? What type of a situation is Davish HaBe'erev? Now, think about it for a second. What would you say now of Fitosis if I were to ask you the question of before? So what does Tosis hold? What does it seem that Tosis would hold if you have a Davish HaBe'erva without Ischazik Yisur? Is Eidach believed or not? When does the rule of Ein Davish HaBe'erva Mishnayim hold? In the Ramban, it was Mefurish, Mamish, that Ramban was saying that Davish HaBe'erva requires Shnayim even if it's not Ischazik Yisura. That was why it was the second question. Even if one question is Ischazik Yisura, So that's one reason Eid Echad can be believed, even if Shari Surah. And another guy, even if it was Mishchayi Surah, there's Dabash Shaber. But Tosus has a different reading of the Gemara. Tosus is reading it as that if you tell me Eid Echad is Neman even by Mishchayi Surah, yeah, but not if it's what? If it's Mishchayi Surah with what? With what context? With Dabash Shaber. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and I gave it to you further on, I think. He says it's Meduyik and Tosus. Why did Tos have to say that L'may Hutzvichu Loma Da Hashas Ratzu Loma B'Derech Im Tim Saloma? How did Tos read the Gemara? The Gemara is adding Dabar Shabbat Erva Im Tim Saloma to B'Ischazik Yisur Neman. Dabar Shabbat Erva. Why couldn't Tos say Yisur Pshat? Why couldn't he learn out Derech the Ramban and say not because the Gemara is saying and even if an Eidach is Neman by Ischazik but still it's Dabar Shabbat Erva. Tos should have said better. The Gemara is saying Chad of Ha'od. That even if it was an Ischazik Yisurah, but Dabar Shabbat Erva is its own barrier. Ramban's Pshat. V'lo Noktu B'Pshuto asked, why didn't Tosis just learn simply the Parchinam B'Derech Shtei Kushios? It was, why do you have to push the first Kasha and then say, but maybe there's a Man D'Omer that's even Ischazik is also believed, and that's why you need Dabar Shabbat Erva. Say, one Kasha, the Od, put the Vav in, right? I mean, it's not such a big deal to have the Vav. I mean, basically, it's a second kasha. That's what you were thinking. He didn't want to change the gear, so he put the Vav in. Ha'achas b'ischazik, ha'shniya afim lo ischazik, ha'vidavashem erva. It can be understood as a Vav even without the Vav. It's not too much because of the gear. It's a separate point, a separate kasha. Mizeh nishma l'choras of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Svira l'hu, the Tosis is of the view, the below is chazik, gam b'dovash b'erva neman. Again, because Tosis chose to read the words of the Gemara, that the Gemara is adding b'dovash b'erva, because there is a possibility from the Sugin Yevamis that an Eid Echad is neman even with his chazik Yisura. Therefore, Tosis, yeah, but not by a case of Dabar Shabbat Erva. Dabar Shabbat Erva with his chazik is clearly, he's not believed. So we have two different readings of the Gemara. If the Gersa includes, okay, take out the whole second line, it's also good, but then it's only one kasha, nothing to talk about. But if we're adding the point of a Dabar Shabbat Erva, so the Ramban is explaining it one way, and according to the Ramban, Chod of the Ode, two kashas. Number one, Eid Echad can be believed where it's his chazik Yisura. And number two, even if it's lowest chazik Yisurah, there's a Dabar Shabbat Erva problem also, even by lowest chazik. That's clearly assuming Dabar Shabbat Erva is even without his chazik Yisurah. And what Rabbi Kiva Eger's Medayik Metosus, who says that the Gemara is trying to say, but there is a possibility of believing him by Shari Surin, even by his chazik Yisurah, yeah, but then not by Dabar Shabbat Erva. So Dabar Shabbat Erva is a problem when? Only by his chazik Yisurah. This is a major issue. Dabar Shabbat Erva below is Chazik. Beis HaLevi, Chelug Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin, Shabbos reading. You're not after the show, okay? Simen Lamed Zayin, Simen Lamed Zayin, Chelug Beis, Yevarer, this is the heading before the start of the Simen, Yevarer, B'Ne'manos Eirachad B'Yisurin, Ubedavar shebe erva eino nema. Im hurak hecha deika cheskas iser o gam beleka cheskas iser. They say eidach nema be isurin, but bedavar shebe eino nema. Is that which davar shebe erva eino nema? Is it only hecha deika cheskas iser o gam beleka cheskas iser? And here's the and he starts off. Bahadi aminan become a duchtin ein davar shebe parks mishnayim the eidach eino nema. The Yalif Lub Xeris, these are just the first few lines. The Yalif, this is easy enough, just to touch the first few lines. The Yalif Lub Xeris, Shava Davidami Mama, Yesh Lachkor, Im Zeu Rakisha Eid Meid Neged HaChazaka. This halacha, Dabar Shabbat Erva, Pach Ein Dabar Pach Mishnayim, is only when the Eid is being made Neged HaChazaka, Balo Tzia Meches Kasa Rishona. He brings a Gemara and Kedushin like this. It's a Cheskas Heter, and and so on. He says Ishta Zinsa, the Eid Achad Enu Neman, because it's a Cheskas Heter, he wants to make her Asa to her husband. That's the case of Cheskas Heter. He's going against Cheskas Heter and speaking with Davish of Erevah. Avom Ein Eduso Sosa LaChazaka. His Edus of Davish of Erevah is not against the Chazaka, Shapir Neman. Or the Kulahu, the Bechol Makom, Shevsvichim Anu Eduso, and without his Edus, we are in doubt. There's no chazaka. He's not going against a chazaka in Davish of Erevah, but we don't know. We need his edus for something. Az ein echa, ein eid echa neman lachmiya osu safek with Davish of Erevah, and therefore, what's the halacha? It goes back to the status of safek. There's no chazaka, but it's an indirect. We just simply don't admit such edus. V'nisha Davish safek can be called them a few mlek chazaka de meikar ha-minagid edusa. So he brings the Chuvas Marik, Shorish Ayin Beis, Kasa Bepshitus, Deicha Deleka Chazaka, Neman Eidacha. So we already have an Achram. That Eidacha is Neman Darshav Eva, if it's not his Chazak. Vechen Kasa Beshut Mar Shal Simon Chafalik. And I just told you, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that's Shita Satosis in Gittin, that Beis on the Beis. Omnam Achar Ha'iyun, so far it's okay to read. Achar Ha'iyun, we'll get to the heart, probably we'll have to leave. Achar ha'iyun, matzino b'zeh machlokes gedola bein harishonim. Look into it, you start seeing machlokes in this. Das rov harishonim hayiduim lanu, no tim lahachmir. V'novi divreim kideshi yisbayr lanu daitam ezeh, ki inin zeh hu nafkamina gedol ledina b'halacha l'mais. Now who do we have already on the Rishon? One Rishon, the Furish, right here, the Rabban. Here's a case. One no case, here's a case. This is a case quoted by the Salevi, quoted by the Schmeitzer. Schmeitzer's Dixos, as you know, Schmeitzer Vav, all by Eichat and Bisurin. Here's the famous case, Chuvas Maimini, Hilchas Isha, Simon Gimel, Isa. Here's the story. Ruvain, Asa Shriach, Kadesh Lo Isha. Ruvain wants this person to be a Shriach, the Kedushin, that this woman should be Kedesh, to him, Ruvain. Ukisha Kitsha. So the Shriach has the ring, finds the woman. Ta'a hashliach, v'amar, hare'at mikudeshes, the words came out of his mouth, mikudeshes, li. Gives her the ring. V'achakach, nishba hashliach, she ta'a. He says it was a mistake. U'bedaito hayalomar, hare'at mikudeshes, l'ruven. And he says, you got to believe me. Why? Because what rule? Eidachat, v'heshev the Eidachat, neman v'yisurin, hecha, delo is chazik yisura. Is it his chazik yisura? He's a penuya, right? And he says, I never meant to say li to me. I meant to say l'ruven. Is yim kodesh to the shliach or not? So according to this, Chumas Maimonis, had mevur had your kimarik. So that's an example. Would you say that he's Neman because it's Lois Chazik, even if it's Davish of the Erva? Do we say no? It's Davish of the Erva. You're not believed, even if it's Lois Chazik. Okay, so now we know what we're dealing with, right? Huge issues, big issues. So we have the Ramban clearly saying one way. Davish of the Erva, even the Lois Chazik, you're not believed. The Gemara is asking two different kashas. That's what comes back to work into the Sugya. And we have Tosis. As a Vegas Medaik and Tosfos, because Tosfos reads the Gemara differently, the Gemara is asking, even if you believe in Eidachad by against this Chazik, but not by Davish Be'erva, meaning Davish Be'erva only like the Marik, right? Like the Chuvas Maimoni, even only if it's this Chazik. But now comes an interesting question. And this is what the Shmaitzer comes in, other Achronim. Probably you're thinking of the Kasha, David, I think, maybe. You tell me if it's your Kasha, okay? If, wait, tell me, maybe it is. Maybe someone else is thinking the kasha, it's an obvious kasha. If we will assume, like this shita, that Davish of Erva is only a problem by his chazik. And you see, you're in good company if you hold that way, right? We already saw it. Beis HaLevi quotes it from the Marik and the Marshal. Marik is Chuvayin Beis, Marshal is Chuvayin Chaf Aleph. Chuvas Maimonis that he quotes, Hilchos Isha Sefing Simuches, and maybe the Tosis over here. So davar she'be'erva pachus in davar v'shnayim only by his chazak isur. But if we would also hold that by shar yisurin, an eid echad is not believed, v'tzis chazak yisurin, because the Gemara is mesupik, right? And it's going to be a big tumult at the end of the day in the halacha. Is eid echad nem yisurin neman negatis chazak or not? Tosis had to read a Gemara that Gemara is throwing in davar she'be'erva because maybe what? Maybe an eid echad is neman negatis chazak. But maybe he's not, right? So on the side of Eid Echad is not believed if it's Yischazik Yisura. So Chelav and Shuman, Shtei Chatichos, but it's Yischazik Yisura. And he's coming to tell you that it's not what you think. It's not Chelav, it's Shuman. But it was Yischazik to ourselves as Chelav. How then would there be any halacha and any relevance to the halacha of Ein Davar She'Parchus Mishnayim, if you're telling me that it's only true when it's Yischazik Yisura, so Ma Bein Davar She'Be'erva L'Shar Yisurin. In both cases, Eid Echad is Neman if it's not Yischazik Yisura, and he's not believed if it's Yischazik Yisura. But there has to be some Nafka Mina. There has to be something about Davar She'Be'erva that is over and above Shar Yisura. That's the question that maybe you're thinking about. Maybe someone's thinking about. Yerikasha. No, Pasha. If we assume that an Eid Echad cannot be believed by Shari Surin, if it's Yischazik Yisura, so then what do you need this halacha of Davar She'Be'erva to have? If you assume that you're only not believed by Davar She'Be'erva, you only need Shnayim if it's Yischazik Yisura. In the case of the Teshuvas Maimonides, when he was Mekadesh, the woman, he said, Mekadesh es li, and he said, no, I meant really Guruven, and we say he's believed, because Eid Echad then be assumed it's not against Yischazik. So where is this halacha relevant? What nafkamina is there between Davar She'Be'erva? It's a new halacha. But it's only by Yischazik Yisura. And by Yischazik Yisura of Chelav and Shuman, it's going to be also he's not believed. So what makes Davar She'Be'erva different? Okay, can anyone maybe give a stab at it? I guess maybe guess with a little bit that you saw today, new concepts. We have one more concept to introduce. We've introduced Eid Echad B'Surin. We've introduced Davar She'Be'erva. What other thing did you see today during Seder that maybe we can bring into the mix here? One word. B'yada. Oh, now I know we're going. So says the Shmaitz. Shmaitz of Vav says, I'll tell you another. This will be a nafkamina. Now we're going to explain it somewhat, but this would be now the nafkamina where Davar She'Be'erva differs from Shari Surah. La'olam, by lowest Chazik Surah, you'll be believed even by Davar She'Be'erva. And la'olam by Yischazik Yisura, you're not believed, even by Shari Surin. So our question is, Ma Bein Shari Surin L'Davar She'Be'erva? And the answer is one word, Biyada. There's another thing to bring into the mix. In that same Sugya in Yevamos, when the Gemara discusses Tevel Hekdesh Konamos, the Gemara originally thinks to see that Eid Echad is believed against Yischazik Yisura. The Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily the case. Really, if you have Yischazik Yisura, Eid Echad is not believed. But over there, says the Gemara, what do you have that allows the person to tell me that there was Teva was taken and it's not Hegdish and so on? Because it's Biyada. Yeah, we don't know fully what we're talking about, but these are words in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mida have you Teva Hegdish Konamos, Hai Teva Hechidami, Ididei, if it's about his own Tvua, Bishum de Biyada Lisakno. He could be Metakin it. He could take off Trumas HaMaisis. That's why he's believed. It goes on, similar to Hegdish. If it's a situation, of he says it's not Hegdish. B'yada liftoso. If it's Kedushas Damin. Or Kedushas Aguf, he could be Shoel. So he says on something which was presumed to be in the status of Kedusha, of Hegdish, of Tevel, it's Yischazik Yisura, and he says it's not us. And you think to prove from that an Eid Echad is neman against Yischazik, it's not because of that, says the Gemara, it's because of a special nemanus that is granted, that's predicated on Biyado. We don't know exactly what that means, so we'll just try to break that down, but Biyado because he's in a position to get rid of the Isser anyway, he could be shol on the Hegdish, he could be pulled at the Hegdish if it was Kedushas Damim, he could take off from the Samaisvis. So instead, he tells us it doesn't have a problem. It's been taken already. It was ready, padui, whatever it was. It's not Hegdish, but he could himself get rid of it. So therefore, the yada works. So what we're going to suggest, and we have to explain some more, this is where Davar She'Be'erva is going to part ways from regular Isur. La'olam, by lowest chazik Isura, Davar She'Be'erva is what you also believe. But there's a new halacha by Shari Surin that even though Ischazik is a problem, typically, and he's not believed, but if it's Biyado, then he's believed. As the Gemara states, over in Yomar Stichas. But not by Davar She'Be'erva. Everyone should be jumping out of their seats. But I saw another Gemara this morning that has Biyado even Davar She'Be'erva, no? Was there another Gemara that we had to look at? Not Yomar Stichas. There's another Gemara. That sounds like we have the Yado working even by Davar She'Be'erva. Baal Sha'amar. Baba Basu Kufum Da Alam Adalit. No? Not there? Baba Basu Kufum Adalit. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Nipnema Omru Zeb. The knee Neman, person says that this is my son, therefore the woman wouldn't have to have chalitza, let's say, if he dies. He says that this is a son, so it means he has a son, Neman. Ho biyado lagarsha. If he's megarish, his wife, then she won't be zalko kliyibam, right? So there's a Nemanus of biyado. This is Davar She'Be'erva of the world, right? This is the issue of status. Amrav Yosef. No, but let's go further. This is what we want. Hashta da Amrit Aminan Hoel. Baal Sha'amar Gevashtias Ishti. This is what we want. The Zebani will leave out. Baal Sha'amar Gevashtias Ishti Neman Hoel Biyadu Lagarsha. Says Rav Yosef. There's a rule called Hoel. Baal Sha'amar Gevashtias Ishti Neman. Why? Why is he believed to say Kevashti Ishti, why? Hoel ubiyada lagarsha. Mikra din before him to be gersha, it could be garsha bal karcha. So biyada lagarsha. Again, nafka mina, shul gabi yibam, and so on. So he can say this. Kevashti Ishti, she won't, and then he dies the next day. She won't need, even though we assumed that they weren't married, and there was no kids, and as a brother, she won't need to be have chalitz or yibam. Because he said Gerashtis Ishti. So what am I talking about? How can we say that by Davar She'Be'erva the other doesn't work? In the first and Gemara that does. The answer is as follows, because we don't understand the other yet. We haven't understood very much in terms of the other things either, but a little bit, right? What is the other? So the first thing that comes to mind, that might come to mind, when we ask ourselves, what is biyado? What word do you know that maybe has something to do with the word biyado? Well, you saw the rush already. You're jumping. What would you say? Stop. Nigo. Nigo means if I could say something else or I could do something, so you believe me with what I'm doing now, because I could do something else, I could say something else. So maybe that's the nemanus. That he's believed because he could do it. That's amigo. But you see, this, that's very good over here. But that's only going to work, and this is when it will work, by Davar She'Be'erva. If it's right now, happening right now, let's say he says, Gevashtis Ishti 2 days ago, a week ago, a month ago. You want to believe him that if she was Mizana 2 weeks ago, which is after the date that he says Gevashtis Ishti, she won't have violated Eishes Ish. Can you believe him today when he says Gevashtis Ishti Chodesh Mikodem Lefnei Chodesh that she was not Mizana 2 weeks ago? Would that word be the Nigo? What do you call that? It has a word, expression. Nigo Le Mafreya. Nigo Mafreya Lo Amina. Tosis Babasa Daflamid, won't Tosis on this. Nigo Mafelo Amrinan. You can't, Nigo has to be now. In other words, the fact that I could have done, you can't believe me about yesterday because of what I can do today. So the Gemara has an interesting suffix as follows. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara brings, you look at that same Gemara, so the Gemara brings Rav Yosef's statement that we just read. Ho Bal Shama Grashis Ishti Neman, Ho Viadal Garsha. The Gemara brings Rav Yochanan holds, Bal Shama Grashis Eno Neman. So there goes Rav Yosef's Hoel. Aye, but Rav Yochanan himself, they quote Rav Yochanan as saying, Neman, Lo Kasha, Zakti Gemara, Kan Lamafreya, Kan Lahaba. So let's read from the Rashbam, right? L'mafreya, im amad lefanenu be'echad be'iyor. L'amar gerashti es ishti me'echad be'nisan. Eino neman l'achzika k'mo megureshes l'mafreya shem yavo edem achreichim sheyomru anu l'ra'inu shezinsa b'kesva be'nisan tadun b'chenek k'dnesh es isht. Ein abal neman l'asosa megureshes l'mafreya shere ein kan migo. But both say with me. Sharei eno yochel achsha be'echad be'ir lasus lo getchet es garish bo mafreya mikodem tznus. Kan lahaba. Let's say im ama girashti es ishti stam or achshav girashti. The eno meira lel mafreya. V'lo nafka mina elam lepat mekan lahaba lo gabi tznus lo gabi yibum lina se lo homisha yertse b'chai bala the malu l'shaker. Ha'iboy megarish lo b'faneinu. And therefore Rabbi Yosef's holo can still be preserved. So if he's going to say now give us this ishti, so now going forward we can take those words and believe them and assign to them their manus. And if he dies an hour later, she won't need to go to Yibum. If she be mezana the day later, she won't be needed as an ishis ish. And she goes and remarries, she's beseder because he could have given her the get right now. And therefore, if he says give us this ishi achshav or give us this ishtam, beseder. But if he's give us this ishi umafreya, he has no ability now, biyado, with to make it that she was Megreshes and Mafeya a month ago. So there's no Miga. Comes the Gemara with an interesting Lamda Shashayla. Next, not our Indian, but Lamaisa, we're in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what about the following? Ibailu, Omar le Mafeya, Mao le Hemune le Haba. Do we say Pagina Dibura or Pagina Dibura? That's the Sugya there in Yavamas, Lamda Shasug, Kufkam, the Dalab Basin in Yavaba Basra. Can we at least take what he says in Mafeya and assign it in Amanus, Gugabi le Kanu Haba? Okay. But what are we talking about? What type of biyado is that discussion about? Migo, biyado of migo. So to the extent that it's l'mafreya, you can't speak about a migo. But the discussion of biyado, when we talk about biyado of shechita, let's say. We see examples of the shechita. So it's no. Now it's already geshachted. We don't know if it died by itself or it was shechted. And he says. He says it was savuach, it was shechted. Does he have a migo right now? And yet we say biyado. Biyado works. Biyado, we talk about biyado, konamos, whatever. It's not only where it's right now biyado. It was biyado. So we have to explain exactly what that's about, this biyado. But biyado works even by Yishchazik Yisura. That's clear. Even if Eid Echad is not Neman against Yishchazik, that's what we're saying. But Biyado works. That Biyado works even if it's not going to be a case of Amigo. Even if it's not Biyado right now to do it. Because it's already passed. The dead animal is already dead. It doesn't matter. But it's not me, the Amigo. It's something else. By Dabar Shebe'erva, this is where there's a difference. Dabar Shebe'erva La'olam, we could say, is only a problem by Yishchazik Yisura. What makes it more chumer than Shari Surim? That biyado won't work. The biyado of Migo, that will work, but that's only where it's mamish biyado right now. But if it's a biyado that's l'mafreya, it won't work. But by Shari Surim, biyado works. Now we have to explain a little bit, but I'm giving you the outline. That's the shell. That's the shmeitzah and shmeitzah above, perek out. This is like the second paragraph in. It starts with the sugya of Yevamos Peches. Then he said, Venera. He brings the sugya there. Venera, the first comment that he says after the Gemara is quoted, Venera, the Gabi Dovash of the Erva, the Be'inan Shnayim, Afilu Hecha de Beyado Nami Eno Neman. that the din that davar should ever need shnayim, even if it's biyado, you're not believing mishum de biyado la b'toras migohu. And he goes on to quoting the Rush and so on. So if it were migo, then we have the Gemara Bava Basra Kuf Lamed Aleph. Again, we're just getting our feet wet, but just a little bit more. Just a dip a little bit more in. Just so what does that mean? Why should it be different? Why should biyada work by Shari Surim and not by Davar Shebe'er? Yes?
I guess our assumption right now that
Migo would work for... No, Migo never works. It wouldn't be Migo. It would be something else. That's what we're trying to figure out right now.
If
biyada is
really a
Migo,
then even
very soon... Biyada is a Migo, but that would only have its... application if it's shayach l'haba, but if it's not l'haba, then you have to come on to something else, and that's what it's going to say. It must be something else that's going on by migo, by the yado. To the extent that the yado brings with it a migo, it can also have that b'davar she'be'erva. But the yado clearly includes cases of umafreya. That's where davar she'be'erva would not allow for a biyado to work. Now, why could that be? So let's present two svaris for why biyado works, and then plug it in to the template that we just created about why by davar she'be'erva biyada won't work. So, and what are we gaining with this? Because even if we'll assume that it's chazik yisurin is a barrier to eiracha nem b'yisurin by shari yisurin as well, and we assume that davar she'be'erva is believed when it's not as chazik, so we have to find some nafkamina that davar she'be'erva is more chamor than shari yisurin, and we found the answer is biyada. Biyada when you don't have a migo. But exactly what does that mean? Why is it that biyado works by Shari Surim and not the davar she'be'erva? So let's try to give a little bit of a hesper. So what is biyado based on? So one mahalach, and this is also on Mamre Komos, which we'll get to more in detail, and that's the Rush. This is what the Shmaitzer works with. The Rush later in our Masechta, when the Gemara has also cases, again, that are relevant to in Dalet, the Yanim of biyado, someone says that I'm working with you on your kalim, your tyrus, and I tell you, by the way, it's tamei, or the kohen with the carbon, it's on nundalad on the base. The Gemara mentions kosher biyado neman. Again, we'll see more, with time, we're going to see more specifics, just giving you the kalim in general. So on this inyan of biyado, which comes up here in nundalad on the base, the Rush has a whole series of kolim. It's a little confusing with the simanim. It's really chiluke simanim within simanim. So I gave you the headings, but the Rush says yesod, and this is in however you start counting. It's os yud aleph or yud gimel, depending on how you're going to look and at the small letters or the big letters. But either way, the Rush has a few kolim about the yado, and the Rush establishes the following yesod. Again, even this has to be explained more in detail. But the Rush says as follows: Kol davar, this is the klal of biyado. Kol davar shu biyado shel adam. Afilu ischazik, ischazik heteri calls it. Nemar eirachad letami v'lesor. And the Rush gives a hesber. He says, brings an abaya over there in the Gemara. Ho ubrishuso ein harehen kishelo. The neman alehen. And don't tell me what that means is mitaima di iboy mitami luhu. And he says, that's not what it's about. He brings kashis. The Gemara says, biyado, that even if you could be told someone else's book, you're going to go do that. Ella, the last couple words of that. Kaven at chaluka yud aleph. Kaven the biyado lesakno, havi kibba olav. Havi kibba olav. So the biyado Lisakno gives you a shame bailin. Gives you a shame bailin. It gives you a sense of that's the nemanus of the other. You're a bailin on what's yours. The fact that you could fix the matter could have been yesterday, but you're a bailin. You have shaykhis to this. So you have a koach to speak about what's shaykh to you. That's the other. Just the words of the Rush. That's one explanation. Okay, so let's pause with that. If we say like that, so now I think we have a very simple understanding what is different by davar she'be'erva. There's a special din of biyado that, in that case, Eid Echad is not meant to be suing against his chazik. But there's a halacha, if you're a bailim, you're like a bailim, then you'd believe. So even though it's a chazik, it's a b'yor bailim. But by Dava Shebeva, there's a rule. Zer Shava, Dava Mimamo. The halacha is, by Mamanis, you need Shnei Eidim. Okay, so that's it. So B'yado doesn't help you there. You need Shnei Eidim. So there's a B'yado that works, but not by Dava Shebeva. That's a Gzera Sakasav. So very nice. Where does it get a little more sticky? There's another mahalach. This is what the Beis Halevi quotes. And that's Siman Lamezayin. I think he brings it from the Marik Besvara. Here's another way to understand why B'yada works even against this Chazik Yisura. And he says it like follows, as follows. Interesting Svara. It's, the pshat is that this Chazik Yisura is the barrier to Eid Echad and B'Yisurin. But what is this Chazik Yisura that we have here? The situation is that there's a status here that it's he's coming and speaking against something which is presumed to be in a certain status. B'yado works not as an independent nemanus, but B'yado, what does is it weakens the strength of, pardon the pun, of the Ischazik Yisura. What do you mean by that? Ischazik Yisura means it's presumed that this is what it is. B'yado means that built into this Ischazik is the possibility that he could remove that step. So the Ischazik Yisura is not what we thought it was. It wasn't this barrier. Lesson of the Beis Halevi. This is going to be very helpful, probably not today's year, next year. We're going to soon see the Lashonos of Rashi. Rashi's going to bring the Mokar of Eid Echad and B'Yisurin. And one of the examples Rashi brings, right, Hafrashas Truma and things like that, B'chara, the Gemara says that that's Nehmanus is based on what? Based on B'yada. And Rashi brings in that it's a Raya for what halacha? Rashi brings this as a basis of the Mokar for Eid Echad and B'Yisurin by Lo Ischazik. But the Gemara says, even by Ischazik, you have the other. So how's Rashi mixing the two issues together? That's an obvious question, right? This is going to be very helpful. This is what we'll see in the Ran. But the Beis Halevi is machavin to it. He says, Anira, Mukhrach, the Rashi holds, this way he's connecting to Rashi. The Hanishte Svaras Achasim. Again, you'll see the application when we see Sunday, the Rashi's inside. The Hadi Neman Hecha Delo Ischazik. Right? If you hold Yarn, you're Neman. The Gam Hadi Neman Hecha De Biyado. Tuyim zebazeh. There's a relationship. The way I just said from the Rush, no shaykh. Right? There's a din of lo ischazik, edach nem b'yisurin. There's a din, even by ischazik, of your bailim, the other. Totally unrelated to the first point. No, maybe they're related. How are they related? Tahari hach tam de b'yado, b'korchach ena tam ishum migo. Because that's only if it's right now, the eis shemeyed, that's what we said before. Well, you could do it right now. Right now, you could be showing the Hegdish. That's the Migo. But Shechita. The Biyado of Shechita, the animal is dead. If it's not Biyado now, what's the Biyado of Shechita? The Kodesh Shechita. Harabe'e Shemeir ala Basar, she Shechita, it's Ein Biyado Lesakna. If it was not Shechita properly, you can't do anything right now about it. So what's your Nemanus of Biyado by Shechita? You could have Shechted it. So it can't be Migo, it's Migo Mafreya. But the answer is, as the Beis Halevi Rashi holds, that the reason is, Abiyad, Mishim, the Keva, the Kosh, Shasha, Behem, Abachayim, that Cheska, Chazaka, Haya, Abiyad, Lissab, Dimen, Ahachisura, Harehi, Kimolo, is Chazik, Yisura, Le'inyan, Haidina, Dinem, Manus, Lo, Mikri, is Chazik, Rak, in the Esa, Yisur, Haya, Muchrach, Leos, Us. In other words, the Shasa, Yisur, it's for sure going to remain that way. There's nothing that we see that could weaken that. Avo davar, the gam b'tchilo hayatolu yakob ritzon. Not just that it could happen. I can do it. It's up to me. It's b'yadi to take away that ischazik. That doesn't have the same koach v'ischazik. Because I could remove it. So the ischazik of yesterday was never the ischazik that you thought it was. Because it was b'yadi to remove it. Harehu kmois lois chazik l'inyan zegufei shehu ba'atzmo neman loma shesile ka'iser shuv matzasi, he says in the Ran and Gittin, we can get to that Ran, that says such a svar. For now, if we go that route, now we have to revisit this question of Davar Sheba'erva. Because now, what was our question? If we go, like we said in the Medirka of Rabbi Kveger and Tosis, that by Davar Sheba'erva, the only problem of requiring Shnayim and not believing Echad is only by Ishchazik. And we say by Shari Surin that by Ishchazik Yisura, the Eid is not believed. So what's the difference between the case of Eid Echad by Shari Surin that's not believed against Ishchazik and Davar Sheba'erva where he's only not believed against Ishchazik Yisura? What's the difference? Says the Shmaitza, the Nafka Mina will be, if Biyado will change anything. By Shari Surim, we have the Neman Sabiyado. And that works even against his Chazik Yisura. But by Davar Sheba'erva, it won't work. What's the difference? So if we explain that Biyado is a new Nemanus, because you're at the Bailim, like the Rush said, so then you could say that's only been by Mamanus. But I'm sorry, by Shari Surin. But by Davar Sheba'erva, Gzeres HaKasev, then you need Shnei. But if we explain that the reason why the other works is like the Beis Halevi brings here, I think it's Marik says a similar Svara, that it's Kiyu, it's not Ischazik, because since the Ischazik was only subject to being changed through me, so therefore, when I speak about something that I could have changed yesterday, so the Ischazik to me is not really a barrier. You can't look at Ischazik in the face and say, that's a problem to me. I could have changed that. So that doesn't stand in my way to tell you that it changed, because I could have changed it yesterday. So it's not really Ischazik Yisura vis-a-vis what I say afterwards. So then why is Davar Sheba'erva different? So what this will probably make us think about, and again, this is all laying the groundwork, is that maybe even if the halacha is that that by Davar Sheba'erva, it's only by Ischazik, it's not the same idea as why by Shari Surim, Ischazik is a problem. In other words, inherently, Davar Sheba'erva requires Shnayim. Let me pause. How many people hear the kasha right now? I just said, make sure again, everyone's holding. Again, if we go the route of the Rush, I hear why Davar Sheba'erva could be different. If we learn it ultimately boils down to taking away Ischazik, why is there, that's it. So I want to say one part. I want to say something. Go ahead.
I mean, why can't we just say that the Ischazik Yisura is the strongest Ischazik Yisura? And then the other can't weaken it as well.
Okay.
This is great. It's a big issue.
By a bigger issue, then it does even the weakening is not enough of a weakening.
Strong.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. I'm not saying. Could be. Maybe another possibility. And again, what I want to say here is because of the lashon of Havi. So we have a little bit of a profit for saying this pshat. Rav Shlomo Hyman says it. It doesn't mean it's the only halacha in the sugya, but I want to plug it in that right now for sure, possibly. The lashon Havi. When we talk about Ischazik Yisura by Shari Yisurin, it means that Eid Echad Nem Yisurin, but how far does that go? Only in the context of where we don't have him speaking against a presumed status of an Isra. Ischazik Yisura, we don't apply the Nemanus of Eid Echad Nem Yisurin. Wherever we know it from, it doesn't speak to the case of Ischazik Yisurin. Davar Sheba'erva is its own halach. If I would hold that it always applies, even by Lo Ischazik, it's its own halacha. Dava dava mimam. So why am I saying that it's only a problem by Ischazik Yisura? Why, in the case of the Chuas Maimonis, is it okay for him to say, I meant to say Leruve, not Li? Because if it's not Ischazik Yisura, it's not a Davar Sheba'erva. Davar Sheba'erva means that you're trying to talk about the status being changed. So if she was never married, and you say now she's not married, it's not cool that you're speaking about Davar Sheba'erva. It's a definitional issue. It's not that there's this issue called Ischazik Yisura, and it's only when you have that extra condition, that extra context, that there's a problem. But if it could be a Davar Sheba'erva without Ischazik, and that Davar Sheba'erva, you are believed. That would be the discussion by Shari Yisura. By Davar Sheba'erva, it's definitional, it's internal. To call Davar Sheba'erva, it needs to be Ischazik Yisura, otherwise it's not called Davar Sheba'erva. I'm just putting out the svar to chew over. If that's true, in other words, to speak about a situation where there was not Ischazik, that it's simply not a Darush of Eretz to begin with. See, then it's like through the back door we've solved our problem. And then the Lashna Gemara is Gishmak according to Tosis. But the Gemara says, the Gemara, as Tosis explains, is trying to say, even if you assume that it's Chazik Yisura in general, it's not a Darush. That's what Tosis is going to go. Eid Achad might be believed against his Chazik. But here it's Chazik Yisura, says the Gemara, and hence, Havi Davish of the Erva. So granted, but Kivega's Diuk is correct. If Tosis would have held that Davish of the Erva, you're not believed, even if it's the lowest Chazik, Tosis could have just made it like the Ramban, two different Kashas. Tosis instead learns the Gemara that even if you're believed by Chazik Yisura, by Shari Yisura, but Davish of the Erva, you're not believed. But it's only by Chazik Yisura. But Havi Davish of the Erva, because that my nafkamina, if you would hold, you're not believed by Shari Surim. So what's the difference? The difference is Biyado doesn't work by Davish of the Erva. Why not? Because by Davish of the Erva, because by Shari Surim, Biyado takes away the Ischazik in terms of viewing Ischazik as a barrier. But by Davish of the Erva, Ischazik is not serving as a barrier. Ischazik is serving as defining as a Davish of the Erva. The barrier is the fact that it's a Davish of the Erva. Not the fact that it's Ischazik. Ischazik is just there to touch what we have here. So the svara that the Beis HaLevi says, that when it's biyado, you're not really coming against Ischazik, that's not going to transfer over to Davish of the Erva, because there the problem of not being believed by Davish of the Erva, by Ischazik, is not because you have Ischazik. It's because you have a Davish of the Erva. But it's only called a Davish of the Erva in the context of Ischazik. Otherwise, you're not speaking about Davish of the Erva. Again, this is a svar. Needs to be explained better. It needs to be applied, perhaps in other contexts. We'll see. But that would be a way, at least, to configure the issue in such a way that we can once again preserve the nafkamina that we said between Davish of the Erva and Shari Surim, even if we were to assume that Ischazik is a problem by Shari Surim, and it is only a problem with Davish of Erva by Ischazik Yisura. So the nafkamina is biyado works by Shari Surim, not by Davish of Erva. Were biyado to be a new nemanis like the Rush, then very good. Then I very works very well. So by, we don't have that new nemanis. Davish of Erva requires Shnayim. If biyado takes away, chips away the Ischazik Yisura, then what's the difference? If Ischazik works by Davish of Erva, so why can't biyado work as well? If it ultimately it takes away the Ischazik, the answer is Ischazik is not the barrier. The barrier is the Davish of the Erva. What's Ischazik doing there? Why do you need Ischazik? Because it's only called that you are speaking about Davish of the Erva in a context where it's Ischazik Yisura. Otherwise, it's not called Davish of the Erva. This Shliach is not speaking Davish of the Erva. She's not married before, and he says she's not married now. So that's not called. He spoke about Davish of the Erva. It's a Svara, not the only, definitely controversial Svara, not going to work for everybody. But it will work in terms of answering our kash. Yes, go, Yaakov.
Are we able to just suggest that we can just say that the case of Davish of Erva is more common? Because in the case of Shari Surin, it's only Mesubah. Tosha says it's Mesubah.
Yeah, that's correct. So my kash was predicated on the fact that if we take the other side, Tosha read the Gemara very well. The Gemara could work out. The Gemara is thinking that you are believed by Shari Surim, even by Ischazik, but not by Davish of Erva. But meanwhile, what do we glean from Tosfos? That the rule is, Davish of Erva is a problem only by Ischazik Yisura. Hence the Kasha comes. But if I hold that you are not believed by Ischazik Yisura, even by other areas, like Shari Surim, and you still hold your own about Davish of Erva only being a problem when you are Ischazik Yisura, then Ma Bein Davish of Erva is Shari Surim. Right. In other words, on the other side of the Gemara Nivamis, that you would have the problem of Tosis learns our Gemara, assuming that you could be believed against Ischazik. But if you hold, you're not, and this is not going to change. That Davish of Erva is only a problem. The case of all these Achronim who said that, and Rabbi Kivegas Tosis holds this as well. Otherwise, he could have worked like the Ramban. So Tosis is holding. This doesn't change. That Davish of Erva only by Ischazik Yisura is a problem. So then you have to find the Nafkamina. The obvious answer is the other. When you have a Migo, yeah, the other works even by Davish of Erva. We granted that's a Gemara in Baba Basra. But if it's not a case of Migo because it's Lumafreya, then we have to figure out why would the other work here and not here? So if the other is a new nemanis, which again, we have to explain all these concepts more and more, but the concept of the Rush, that you're a Bailim, So then that's true by Isur, by other inyanim. But by Davar Shebe'erva, you have Shtayim, you need Shnayim. If you go the route of the Beis HaLevi's Svara and Arik, that it's because if I could have changed this chazik, it's not really, this chazik is not a problem to me. I could have changed it. So why is it different by Davar Shebe'erva? So we wanted to suggest a Svara Mechudeshes. That the inyan of Davar Shebe'erva requiring his chazik is not because the same way that his chazik is a barrier by Shari Surim, that's the barrier. The barrier is Davar Shebe'erva. But Davar Shebe'erva has a definition. The definition is that it's only such if it's his chazik isura. Again, it has to be explained further. Yeah?
This explanation of the fact that there's no Davar Shebe'erva without a chazakah, is that... Does it need to be
We're going to explain it better. We're going to. I realize it.
Is it predicated on the fact that the Gemara says Havir?
No, I think it's... No, I'm not...
I think
that the Havi is very... works out very nicely, but the Svara has to still be thought out better, explained better, I'm asking. But, again, we have a lot to do still. Yeah.
So does the way that Migo works here is that if there's
not Migo,
if there is a Migo,
does a Migo works?
Then he explains the Gemara, the Vasra, meaning the
because that because he's speaking Mikano Haba, but if it'll be a
if the Migo is there, then you'd be
Then you always fall back on Migo. But if the Yado is not,
could have
Migo. Right. But the Yado is not predicated solely on Migo because you see it works in Mafreya. Yeah.
Isn't it based on Levi who says it's not separate nimmons, rather, just weakening the
koach
of the
Yiddish
Chazik.
Are
there
any
not-communities between a weakened
Yiddish Chazik and a not-weakened Yiddish Chazik? Well, a weakened Yiddish Chazik just means a male you're believed. That's, it's not like a gradation. It's, therefore, Yiddish Chazik no longer has that. It's not going to stop you, because since you could have taken it away, so it's not really viewed as something that's... Since it's built in that it could change, and you could change it, so therefore you could speak about that.
So you say we can take it away.
For you, it's right. What about someone else? I don't know. For you, these are the you. It's chazik doesn't stand in the way. Okay, I wanted to bring up the biggest kasha about the whole inyan davar shebe'erva, a whole inyan of davar shebe'erva, and also in of chazik here. Our discussion is the get being kasha, not the ishes ish. We'll do that next year also, and then I want to read at least the end of the Gemara. Don't get to the Rashi's. Okay, that will come up. I guess we should leave a little time for Nandiyoma. But this is just getting ourselves a little bit acquainted with the concepts of the sugya. Okay.